happen vis-à-vis the situation of Ihtichas Boso that falls into Tzia. But the Mashal Shita is that the whole concept, the whole Lomdes of Aide Ditride, of Aide Ditride Le Miflat, Loibola, applies only to a case of one Ihtiche coming in contact with another Ihtiche. But it does not apply to a case of Ihtiche falling into Tzia, because then the Ihtiche has a greater opportunity to absorb when it is completely submerged in Tzia. So, because of that, Shaloi Bimokim Tzira Godel, Shaloi Bimokim Efsek Merube, he is Cheshish for the Shittes Mashal. But Bimokim Tzira Godel, and Bimokim Efsek Merube, so then he is not Cheshish for the Shittes Mashal. And then he holds that, and he is disposed towards the Shitta of the Adayin Yeshleima, not only vis-a-vis Eichtichas Boso, that came in contact with another Eichtichas Boso, but even vis-a-vis Eichtichas Boso that fell into Tzia. And not only Ichtichas Boso that was Nimlecho, and Loisho Adayin Shia Meliche, so then we say, I did it Chidele Mifladam Loibola. But even vis-a-vis Ichtichas Boso She Nimlecho Visho Shia Meliche, but it's Teichid Veshois, so he also say, I did it Chidele Miflad Tzia Loibola. The whole lomdes of the Adayin Yishlei Mashiti. So Memele, he mentioned, he discussed this case twice in the Agoye. First he said, "Va'afilonim lachabosov liisho adayin shi'am liyichev enough litzia yesh la'ater." What do you mean yesh la'ater? He doesn't say muter. He says yesh la'ater. There is a difference between muter and yesh la'ater. When you say muter, it means muter. When you say yesh la'ater, it means that you are aware of the problem, but we can be makil. So in other words, when can we be makil? If you are aware of the problem, why should we make you? The answer is, it's in Mokim Tzeirach, it's Hefzen Merube. We have to be makil, we have to look for kules. So here he uses the Loshin Yesh Lahatir, so he has reference to the case of Yitzir HaGodol. So he doesn't say Aldim Licha Acheres. Because in Mokim Tzir HaGodol, we can rely on the Lomdes of the Adan Yishlei Mashiteh, Aide Ditride Limiflat, Dam Loibola. Even vis-a-vis Echticha that falls into Tzir. Now then, he says, V'chein im nofa litzir, k'edem shesho shiyom liche, yadicheno v'yarza v'yim lecheno. Yarza v'yim lecheno. So he doesn't say, yesh lehatir al yidei, shi yadicheno v'yarza lecheno. So he says, in other words, we don't even have to resort to any kules. Al dim licha acheret, it's a double portion. It's not a kule. So that means, even shaloi b'mokim efset merube. Shaloi b'mokim efset merube. So then we have to be cheshish for the sheet of the mashal. That vis-a-vis Ichtiche that falls into Tzir, with the lomdes of the Adayin Yishlei Mashiteh doesn't apply. So in other words, so the text of the Ramo here and the text of the Ramo in Tiras Chatos fits very well the explanation of the Shach. But it doesn't fit, I mean the Loshin of the Ramo does not fit the explanation given by the Taz. Alright, now. Miu nisbashel bilei adochel liche shenis da'asarav dimutam lokem tzirot. Miu kol zeh kishol yudach acharam liche kidim shenof litzir. Avol im hudach kvom nistomim nikvei apleite ubeleia vilemahanach hakin adochel liche shenis alib dikul alme uchmeshikosu varav bitiras chatoshon. But the Taz says that the Rav was chaser here. He was chaser here. In other words, that he was chaser while in Tiras Chatos he paskened like Rabbi Yehine, so here he paskened like the other Rebbe of the Rashbo, that Hadoche Baschayse does not block the Mikveh Pleite Satzir. Right, but the Shach doesn't agree with the Taz. Alright. Umikol Mokim Mitzir Hefzet Godol, Yesh La'atir Gam Bozeh Kolz Man Pleite Sirei Dehain Etichid Leishoiz, Al Yish Yarzer Yabichenu, Viyarzer Yom Lechenu, Dehain Etichid Leishoiz, Shehoz Afiru Shaloi Mokim Hefzet Merube, Amrinom Dipay Mitzir, וכמי שכוסף הרב ויהיו בסמוך ואם כן ממילא מוקר וסמרו בסמכי נאמה דהי בדי יפלטח כך ציר ולפלדם מה שאין כי לאחר ידווי שויס why? Because לאחר ידווי שויס הוא יהיה בספקס וכי לחומרה as I mentioned already when he went over the Ramo for the first time so in other words because they are two shittes there are two questions that have to be considered. One question is what is the deadline of Pleitasir. So there is Machlekes Rishenim. There is one Shittes Rishenim. I mean, there's a Shitta of most Poskim that the deadline is 12 hours. That's Rav Nieni Shitta and the Shitta of most Rishenim. And then there is the Shitta of the Mordechai Dari that the deadline is 24 hours. So that's one question that has to be considered. Now, in case of Ichtichas Boso, Shenim Lecho, Visho Shio Melichem, and it's already beyond 12 hours, but it's within 24 hours. So if it fell into tear after 12 hours, before the expiration of 24 hours, it fell into tear. So then, according to the Shite of the Rishani, that the deadline is 12 hours, so then it's certainly also. And the Milicha Acheres is not effective, because Milicha Acheres Kibilik HaPrimte is only effective on the Gore. So since there is no Gore of Plates Atzir, because it's beyond the deadline of 12 hours, according to the Chite, so we cannot say Kibilik HaPrimte. So if the Aloche, so there are two possible reasons, Dichtich is also. If the Aloche is, if Klapishma is Galia, the Aloche is, like the Rishenim, that the deadline is 12 hours, so melech has basa shenim lecho. Vishoyis, but the chodale choice is certainly asur, and melech acher is not effective. And even if he assumed that the aloche is like the Mordechai and the Ri, that the deadline is 24 hours, so that means that it techtichas basa, in spite of the fact that it's beyond the 12-hour period, so it's still in the process, engaged in the process of Plato Seer. It's still in the process of Plato Seer, but maybe the aloch is like the mashal that vis-a-vis Echticha that falls in Tutsir after the Shio Meliche. So we don't say either the Politzir Shalei, Politam the Polemachine. So for two separate reasons it should be also. So Memele, even Bimokim Efsed Merube, we cannot be making the Ramo Paskins, because we have Isvek Svekel Chumre. And just as Isvek Svekel Kurin is considered as Vadai, so Isvek Svekel Chumre is considered as Vadai Isa. There's the Pshat. All right. So he says, Aldeshiyachlich Zaviyadechenu. The Tichli Shoy is Aldeshiyachlich Zaviyadechenu. Viyimachenu. Who am I going to? Sifa Metes. Who am I going to? Shikim Shesho. Shio Melich. Shishik. כי בששור שיר מליחה כדים שנופו הציע ויעתו ידכנו יסתימנו נקביע פליטה וחבריר תזדקה שדה תאזז. So the Taz was forced because of this Kashe to come to the conclusion that the Ramo in his Agoye Sande and the Shulchan Aruch was Chizeh from what he says in Tiras Chatos, and that in the Agoye Sia he paskens not like Rabin Yene but like the other Rebbe of the Rashbo, that Adoche Basai say is not say say Nikvei Plates Atzir. But this is what the Taz says, but the Shach doesn't agree with it. So, but he has the same kashi. Ve'amrino shekim shesho shiyom lichem kim shnof litzir ve'ata yidachem yistimu nikvei atleite ochen liyo nishano ochet adoche zueino la'avir alich loch shol atzir ve'amrino nechim shehudach nistom nikvei atleite elu kishidichum kene shnof litzir u'mikol shkein shol lifi ma'a shekosuf בסיף קוטן מבית עם צורך על משפיך על אופמת מים ודאי לעבר הליך לו של הציע. So in other words, so the הדוחה is not a Torah הדוחה, it's a הדוחה מרתס, just to remove the state, the droplets of ציע, that's all. Now again here, you find it many times all over in the Taz, in the Shach, and you find it in the Mogen Avraham, in the Rechaim. So you see, for example, here he says, "El havi alich moshlatzia." We amrin on the chim shehudach nistom in nikve atleite. Elu kishedicha kiyum shnof litzia. Umikol shkein shalifima shekosav dintzorech al mishpechol of matmayim. So one might be tempted to assume that the Shach is giving two reasons here. One reason is that since the purpose is to be maved alichluch, so even if he makes adoche merube, so it will not be same. The nikve plays atzia. And then the other reason is, in view of the fact that he's not making Adoche Merubeh, he's just making Adoche Meretes, that is not Seisim. But that wouldn't make sense, because if it's two separate Terutzim, and only the second Teretz is based upon the fact that Adoche is Adoche Meretes, but the first Teretz of the Shach is based upon the fact that his intention is only to be Maved Lichluch, what kind of a Teretz is that? I mean, after all, I mean, the Nikvei Plates Atzir, they are not intelligent beings, I mean. So, whatever the intention of the person is not important, it's immaterial. The important thing is what kind of adoche he makes. So, mainly we cannot say that in view of the fact that the Shach says Umikolshkin, so that means the Shach is giving here two separate rotsim. No, it's one teretz. So even though the Roshni is not so smooth, but you find it in the Taz and the Shach and the Avraham all over. But The Taz really means when he says, Dishane hoche da'adoche zu eine yelo lahave alichluch shvatziya. So Mimele sees the whole purpose is to be mavad alichluch. Why should he make adoche merube? Why? Why should he make a shriye? Why should he make a shriye? So he says, ולא אמרים על דחיל משהודח מסתום מקווי אטלטה, אלו כשדיחון קדם שנור פלציה. So then, the purpose of the adoche is to wash off, let's say, when a person makes the adoche קדם שנור פלציה. So what is the purpose of the adoche? To wash off all the stains of dam and all the melach and everything. So what kind of adoche does he make? He makes a very thorough adoche. If the purpose, if the intention of the madiach is to wash off all the stains of dam and all the melach, so what kind of adoche is he making? He's making his own adoche, and not only one adoche, he's making two adoches, maybe three adoches. We discussed that. I mean, the sheet of the smag is that you have to make three adoches, you see. So in other words, so you have to make a very thorough adoche. So in other words, at the very beginning, he means the same thing. But, so why does he say, Umikolshkin shall be mashe kosafti, bisif kotten men veis, shall mashe echte, bisif kotten men veis, din zorich el lishpichol of matmai, vidayil habi alichloch shavatsir, ipshitel nisdomim, that tends to indicate as if the Shach is giving to the Mutzim. But that wouldn't make sense. So then the Shach in the first verse would be saying that when is Adoche, say Adoche, say Adoche Basraise, say Nikriat Leite, if the intention of the Madiach is to clean off, to wash off everything. But if the intention of the Madiach is just to wash off
the droplets of Tzir, then it's not saying. That wouldn't make sense. What difference does it make what his intention is? This is, the Nikrei Pleitas Atzir are not concerned with the intention of the Madiach. They are only concerned with what kind of Adoche is made. But the reason as to why he says Umikolshken, because the Shach is later Leimar at first, that even if the Adoche is not a very mild Adoche, even if the Adoche is a substantial Adoche, as long as he doesn't make a very thorough Adoche, so it's not saying the Kvei Pleitas Atzir either. So then he says, Umikolshken Shalifima, Sheechte Bisif Kotten Men Veiz, Din Tzorech El Lishpichol Of Matmayim. So in other words, in order to be Mavir, the droplets of Tzir, he doesn't even have to make a substantial Adoche, he doesn't even have to make a moderate Adoche. All he has to do is to make a very, very mild Adoche. In other words, he just has to moisten the surface so that if there are any droplets of Tzir, they will be removed, they'll be washed off. So he doesn't even have to make a moderate Adoche, a very extremely mild Adoche is enough. So in other words, so at first the Shach said that even if he makes a moderate Adoche, not a slight Adoche, so it will not be the same the Mikrei Pleitas Atzir. Then he says, Mikolshkin was Shlifi Shema, Sheachte Bisif Kotman Veiz, the Tzorich of Mishpichol of Matmayin, Vidai Al Adra Alich Vashal Atzir. So it certainly does not present any difficulty. So even if we assume that in moderate Adoche he is saying the Mikrei Pleitas Atzir, but here he should do it in such a way that he'll just moisten the surface. The mere moistening of the surface will certainly not be saying the Mikrei Pleitas Atzir, but it will remove the dark droplets of Tzir. But it's not to the Utsi. Fine. So he says, Mikoshin shall be mashe echte bisikot me veiz, vim zorech al mishpichol of matmai, vidai al have alich lo shoatzir, pshited lo nistomim baze nikve hapleite, lo yamri lo nistomim elo kishihudach kivim bosa racham liche, mashe ikim baze, ubibach kosaf shesh gogo huz, hizu lifnei arav, vim yadichu yistimu nikve hapleite, uposhetu, shedas arav kmishikosafti, vein kan shgogo. Vein kan shgogo. So now the Bach, even though the Bach himself, at first mentioned that possible teretz, that when Ramo says Yadiach, he means just a superficial Adoche, but then he rejects it. And he says, go you with me. But he still is Masik on the Bach, even though the Bach himself thought of the same Pshat in Ramo and they rejected it. Alright. Now, Sifmeh, Vichaini Nofal Itziya Kedim Shesho Shia Melech. Yadichenu V'yarzei Melechem. Mi Nofal Itziya Kedim Shesho Shia Melech. דווקא שנופל מציר, שיש לו, in other words, יחתיך אז בוסר שנים לחוב ולשוע עדיין שיום מליחר. fell into ציר. So then, ידכן ויעזו מכן. דווקא שנופל מציר שיש לו מוקים לא זו. אבל אין לו מוקים, there is a mistake here, it says מקווה, it's מוקים. אבל אין לו מוקים לא זו. אבל אין לו מוקים לא זו, אף קדם שיום מליחר עושה. ולמהן מליחר חכה. כן פוסק בתירס חטוס, כלל זיין דין בייס. So, the Shach mentions in the name of Tiras Chatos
that when he said that he vert has boso shenim lecha veli shoshi anuvich fell into tzia.
So then there is an etzi to be matia dechtiche al bimlicha acheres.
So it's the only if it fell into tzia that was contained in the kele that he shlo mokim was, where there is an outlet through which it can leak out. In other words, a kliminuk. If the tzia is contained in a kliminuk, that has also fell into that tzia. So then there is an etzel in the chacher. Avolei lo mokim lozu. If it's not a kliminuk, so even though the tzia has also fell before the expiration of the shion bil, so he saw there. Lehan in the chacher. Why? Because if there is a kliminuk, if there is an outlet in the kele, so then there isn't a big deichak. So then the chtichas bosol is not subjected to any substantial pressure. To any substantial pressure through which a tzia will be nivra in the chtich. Because after all, there is no real pressure because there is an outlet. Alright, the nekef is very, very small, so it doesn't go out at once. It gradually clicks out. But that reduces the pressure of the tzia might have on the chtich at minimum. The fact that there is an outlet. So mimele, even though with the reduction of the pressure to a minimum, there is still a little bit of blie, but that blie is so superficial that we certainly can apply the principle of kibbeli kibbeli. Mashein kein, if the tzir is contained in a cliche in a minukev, there is no outlet, then there is a lot of pressure exerted by the tzir upon the chtiche, then the blie that takes place as a result of that great pressure so is very great. Mimele, we cannot apply the principle of kibbeli kachpeilte. Kibbeli kachpeilte. This is the pshat. Umenei, dimsho shio meliche. Afil nofal itzio bichli minukam lahan adochem lichem. Now, since the Ramo distinguishes between echtichas boso that fell into the tzio before the expiration of the shio meliche, before the expiration of shio meliche, and the situation of echtiche that fell into the tzio after the expiration, if it fell before the expiration of the Shion Mil, so then it's Mutenas al Melich Acheres. If it fell after the expiration of the Shion Mil, it's not Mutenas al Melich Acheres. And the Teras Chato says that when is it Mutal al Melich Acheres? Only if it's Iglim Nuket. So the implication is that if it shows Shion Melich, so then it's not Mutal al Melich Acheres, even if not from Itzir b'chlim Nuket. Uminaidim Shoshia Meliche, Afil Nofalitzia Bechliminuke, Vunahana Adochel Meliche. Why? Because even if it's a Kliminuke, but after all, there is still Tzia contained. So obviously, the Nekev is very, 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 very slight. It doesn't cause the Tzia to go to leak out at once, but only to leak out very, very gradually. So, Mimele, there is some pressure. That is applied, that is exerted by that tzia that is contained in the klim minukev upon the chtichas bosa. So since there is a minimum of pressure, that is a very slight pressure, there is still exerted by the tzia upon the chtichas bosa. So mele, there is a slight blie. So mele, you have to get rid of that blie. So, but if it fell after the expiration of the shiur meal, so mimele, we cannot apply the principle of kibbeli kachpilte because we do not say either the torid l'miflat tzir ibol adam dibol machine is pol adam dibol machine. So mimele itzoseh mimnei dimsho shem licha to nof mitzir b'chulim nuk mara dochem lich because of the tereschat shok mishem isa v'eta de'al be'ein li tzir mokim lozov ein li tzir mokim lozov, that means a cliche in a minuke ma shechutz li tzir muta. So that even if it's a cliche in a minuke, the Teras Chato says in the name of this Avetea, so it's only Osea, the part of the Chatiche that is immersed in the Tzia. But what bulges out for truths above the level of the Tzia is Muta. Vinirali, the Loimayra Mitam cliche in a minuke. So here the Shach is mentioning a very big Chidish. A very big Chidish. And this Shach is very confusing. So in other words, so the pashtes of the lashon of the Teras Chatos is that av bein litzir mokim lozuv mashachut litzir mutar. So what does it mean? That
that if the Chtiches Boson, that even if the Kli is a Kli Sheinim and Nukim, has no Nikovim at all, so then if the Chtiches Boson falls into Tzir, and the Tzir is contained in a Kele that is not Minuke, so the Chtiches Boson is Osa. So only that part that is submerged, that is immersed within the Tzir, but that which protrudes beyond the level of the Tzir is Muta, even if it fell into a Tzir that is contained in a Kli Sheinim Nukim. So he says, the Loi Mayre Mitam Kli Sheinim Nukim. Dimkei Mitole B'Tzir, Vei Dimkei Damarav Meide, Dima Shechutz L'Tzir Na Meoseh, Uch Meshekosuf. So here there is a mistake. It's not Tzimen Samaches, but it's Tzimen Samachtes, it's Simen Samachtes, Sivgodotes. Not Simen Samaches, Sivkotten Samachtes, because there it doesn't discuss that. So there is a toy is a safer here. So he says, Uchmeshekosov bisimen Samachtes, Sivkotten, now let's see, I think it's Sivgodotes. Maybe it's Sivgodotes, I don't know. No. No, it's Sivgodol. It's Sivgodol Yutches. It's Sivgodol Yutches. So, in other words, what do we have here? Boso Simen Samachtes, Sivgodol Yutches. Boso Shenim Lav Bichli Sheinim Enukim. Vishoboy Kishio Sheyitnu Mayim Aloish. Vyaschilu Laatiach. Kol Ma Shemimenu Bitzir Oso Lochlei. Afilu Tzli. Vichilik Achticha Shechutz Litzir. Einosa Mimenu Lekinei Klipe. Vafilu Im Yesh Bashumen. Vyesh Eischin Kol Achticha Afilu Ma Shechutz Litzir. So that's a machlokes rishonim. The two mentions the two shittes. So that's the mechaber paskens like the shitte of the Rosh, and the two mentions the shitte of Rabbi Peretz. So the Ramur paskens lechumre like the shitte of Rabbi Peretz. We discussed it at the time. So in other words, so that is reference to the case where Chtichas Boso was nimlach in a kli sheinim enukim that has no nikovim altogether. So then that part of the Chatiche that is immersed within the Tzir is certainly Asur. How about the part of the Chatiche that bulges out, protrudes beyond the level of the Tzir? So according to the Rosh, it's Muter. Why? Because Dam is not Mifapir Milo. Mifapir Milo. So in other words, if let's say it's immersed, the level of the Tzir is up to here. So from here to here, the Chatiche is Osir, according to the Rosh. But the upper part, the upper half, that protrudes beyond the level of the Tzir is Mutar, because Dam is not Mifateya Milmail. But Rabbi Peretz says that the whole Chatiche, even the part that extends beyond the level of the Tzir, is also Asur. Is also Asur. So, why? Because the Yisa Mishum Dam Shebisechei Shepirish Mimokim Limokim Velohoyo Limokim Motis. Since there's a lot of pressure, it's a cliche in Menukev, so a lot of pressure is exerted on the Chatiche, and the Chatiche, so Mimele, that forces Dam that is in the lower level of the Chatiche to be moved from Mokim to Mokim. So Mimele, the whole Chatiche becomes us. That's the Dam, there's a long days of Rabbi Peretz. So the Mechaber is not Rishish for the Shita of Rabbi Peretz. He passes like the Rosh in Sif Yitches, Simen Sabachtes, Sif Yitches. But the Ramor is Cheshish, Paskas Lechumre, like the Shitta of Rabbeinu Peretz. Alright. Now, so this is what the Shach says. The Shach says that when the Teres Chato says, in the name of Nisa Veter, that even if the Chtichas Boso falls, if the Chtichas Boso, we are dealing with the Chtichas Boso, Shenim Nechov, Lishoa Atayin Shiyom Melichi. Vadal Shoa Atayin Shiyom Melichi. Lishoa Atayin Shiyom Melichi. So he says, even if the Chtichas Boso, so falls into a Kehle that has Tzir, and it's a Tzir Mokim Losov. That means a Kli Sheinim Minukev. So the Chtiche is Osa. So only the part that is Techa Tzir is Osa, but the upper part is Muter. So the Shach says, the Shach Limit says, don't think that the Teres Chatos and the Isa Veheter have reference to a case of a Chtichas Boso that Nimlecho v'lisho adayin shemeliche fell into Tzir that was contained in a Kele that was completely enemy nukim, where the Tzir mamish where there was, where the Tzir Mamesh was lying on the deep, on the ground, on the Shulei HaKlish in Minukim. In such a case, the Ramo wouldn't say, the Ramo wouldn't say that the upper half of the Chatiche that is above the level of the Tzir is Muteres. Because how can you say that? The Ramo Paskent in Simen Samachtes, Sif Yitres, like Rabin Peretz, V'yeshe Yisrin Kolach Tiche, Atul Mashachutz Litzir. Alright, so there the Ramo has reference to the case of a Bosar Shenim Lach Bichli Shenim Nukev. But here we are also dealing with the Chatichas Bosar Shenim Lecho, V'lo Yishola Adayin Shiyom Liche. So what does it mean? So that means it's Nimlecho if it fell into a Kele, Shein Minukev, and the test here. So the test here, and that Chtiche was Nimlecho, and it's Loisho Adayin Shia Meliche. So Memele, for the same Lomdes, what's the Lomdes of Rabbi Peretz? Because as a result of the fact that the Chtiche is completely saturated with Melech, so Memele, Dam. So it's very likely that Dam is spiritually mocking the mocking. That's the reason as to why there are more paskins that call achtich is asur. So here too, achtich has bosor that nimlecho v'lisho adayin shiyo meliche. It fell into tzia. So memele, as a result of the melech that overtook the achtiche, so when this achtiche falls into the tzia that is contained in the kele, that is not minukev at all. So memele dam might be pirish memokim memokim. So how can the Tiras Chato say that the upper part, the mashachut pletzir is muter? That's not in conformity to his psak in Simen Samachtes if yudches. This is what he's saying. So we nearly do a mayre mitam klishe in minukev. Dim kele tome pletzir. So then, so apart from the fact that there is seer, but it was nimlecho. And now it is kept in what? In the Kehle Sheni Menukev. So Memele, the whole Chtiche has to be Oser, according to Rabbi Peretzite. V'eid, Dimkein Gamarav made the Mashachut L'Tzir Namo Oser. So again, here it's again, I mean you find it all the time in the Taz and the Shach. So you would be tempted to assume that since he says V'eid, so Memele, what he says at first, has nothing to do with Rabbi Peretzite. But it still has to do with Rabbi Peretzite. But so why does he say V'eid? The answer is, at first he said, how can the Tiras Chatos say as a dog of Poshut that Mashachutz Litzir is Oseh? But according to Rabbi Peretz, even if the Ramo hadn't passed like Rabbi Peretz. But why should he say it as a dog of Poshut in Tiras Chatos that it is Mutter according to Rabbi Peretz, it's Oseh? V'eid! It's not only that according to Rabbi Peretz it is Oser. So Memele, the Ramo in Tiras Chatos couldn't mention it as a Dova Poshut that Mashachut Litzir is Muta. The Ramo himself passes like Rabbi Peretz. But even before he says Ve'id, he has reference, he has in mind Rabbi Peretz. So he says Ve'id im king amarav mid Mashachut Litzir is Oser. He passes like Rabbi Peretz. Uch mishikosu b'simen samachtes siv godo yutches elo mayre משקוסו פה יסה והתרשו ותאיס הספיר גדע נושי והפוסקים כי אין המלאח בוסו הרבה בגיגי סלגה ויצי ולאח הקי מוצו חתיכו חצי יותי חציה וניגז בשולי הגיגיס יזמות מה שחוץ לציה מטעם לדומה לכלי שאין מנוקב כי אם דמנח הסלגה ויצי וניגז בשולי הגיגיס וכי משקוסו פה יסה והתרשו חילוק זה אין שום אבל תחיבים דנישרה בציה שאין עמוקים לעזוב. Also, Masha Bitzia, we did. So, in other words, there are three situations. There are three separate situations, the Shach says. One situation is when the Bosor is lying in a Kele that has Nikovim. That's the most lenient situation. Then the other situation is when the Bosor is lying in a Kele and the Shulei Akli, that has no Nikovim whatsoever. Let's say he has a vessel. And then the Bosor is placed, the Chtichas Bosor falls on the shule, on the ground of that kele, has no perforations, no nikovim whatsoever. That's this most stringent situation. And then there is an in-between situation where let's say, you have a kele, and the kele can have nikovim, the kele cannot have nikovim, it doesn't matter. But then, on the grounds of the kele, you put boards, you put logs of wood. So you put one log of wood, and then you put another log of wood. So, and then you put the boso not on the shulei akele, but you put the boso, you put on the boards, on the board. But naturally, it's not one big board, very wide board. It's a number of logs of wood. So there is, even if it's not visible to the eye, let's say, sometimes it all depends how close one board is placed to the other. So if it's not very close, if they are not tightly placed one next to the other, so then it has the din like a kliya minuket. Let's say, suppose you put on the, this is the shuraki, let's say this is the ground of the kliya, and then you put one board here, then you put another board, and there is visible space between one board and the other, and then you put the chetiches boso over there. So then it has a din like boso that is placed in a kela that has nikovim, because they are visible spaces, vacant spaces between one board and the other, and the chetiches boso doesn't touch the shuleyakli. The chetiches boso is placed like that, you see. So memele, there is certainly ample space, lozuv. Then it has a din like the most lenient situation. But suppose you put the two boards both together, that they stick one to another. You don't see any vacant spaces between one log of wood and the other log of wood. But the truth is that there is still a slight outlet for some drops of dam to go down. Because it's low immolate. Since it's separate logs of wood, so even if you bring them together, there is still slight outlet between the rims of one log of wood and the rims of the other. So there is a slight outlet. That's the in-between situation. So the Shach says that we have to consider each situation on its merits. In other words, if it is, so he says that in the case where it is lying on the shulei hakli that has no nikovim whatsoever, then there is a tremendous pressure being exerted by the tzir and the chtiche. There are no perforations. So because of this tremendous pressure that is being exerted by the tzir, and the chtichas boso, so according to the psak of the Ramo in Simen Samachtes, Siv Godel, Yutches, so not only the chtichas boso that is immersed within the tzir, even the upper part that bulges above the level of the tzir is also awesome. But when does the tiras chato say the av bein litzir mokim lozuf? So then the lower half of the chatiche is osir, and it's not muteres al dimlicha acheres. So that does not have reference to the case where it's lying and shulei akli, where they are substantial perforations. In that case, so even the part that is within the level, that is the lower half of the chatiche, would be muteres al dimlicha acheres. But in the case where it's lying on logs of wood that are and the logs of wood are placed on the shulei akele, and then the logs of wood are placed close to one another, so there is no visible space between one log of wood and the other, but there is still a slight outlet. So then, if let's say, and then there was some tzir on those woods, there was some tzir, some of the tzir leaked out through the invisible crack between one log of wood and the other, so some drops of blood leaked out, but some, since they stick to one another, the two logs of wood, they are very close, so memele, there is a substantial quantity of tzir accumulating on top of the eitzim, on top of the eitzim. And then ichtichas boson shenim lecho v'lisho adayin shiyom liche fell into that tzir that was lying on these logs of wood. So then, in such a case, in such a situation, the Tiras Chato says, in the name of the Isa V'Heter,
that part, the lower half of the Chtichas Boso that is submerged within the sea is Asur. And it's not Muteres al de Melicha Acheres. But the upper half that extends beyond the level of the tzir is Muteres. And then we cannot apply the principle of Rabbeinu Peretz that as the Ramo Paskens in Simen Samaches, Siv Godel Yudches, that the upper half is also Asur. Because what's the reason of the Teres wide upper half? Because of the substantial pressure that is being exerted, so the dam might be pirish limokim limokim. But here there is no substantial pressure, there is very little pressure. So mele, that little pressure will not cause, will not affect a dam that is pirish limokim limokim. This is what the Shach is saying. ומשיבוסו ואיסר שם, איסר ואיתר שם חילוק, זה היה אין שום, אלא דחיב מדיניש לך בציר, שאם המוקים לא עזוב, עושה מה שבציר, בדייק, ולבח תעס אחרת בני מילו, ואני לפי נדלי זה בסף. קדם ששור שיר מליחי, קדם ששור שיר מליחי, סיף ממעלה, וכי מנוף על הציר, קדם ששור שיר מליחי, ידכנו ויעזב יום לכם, אף משל מידע בזה. So that words, when is the משל, when does the משל עשר? Even במוקים אפסד מרובה, אם מלדים מליחה אחרס, If the Chtichas Boso was Nimlecho and Josh Yamalichem, so it's not Pele Dam of its own. It will only Al Dimlecha Acheres. It will be Pele Tzir of its own. So he says we do not say either the Polit Tzir Shalei Polit the Dam the Bolamachin. That we don't say. Mashenkin in this case where the Chtichas Boso and Chtichas Boso she Nimlecho Viloisho Vinoflo Litzir. שבכלי קדם ששור שיר מליחה so then על דמליחה אחרס this חתיכה will be pellet dam of its own so then we say either the pellet dam the day pellet dam the pellet machin and the Mashal only says we don't say either the pellet see the day pellet gam kein agav gore dam the pellet machin but either the pellet dam the day so is pellet dam the pellet machin ואף משל מידי בזה, דחיבן של שור השיר מליחה ונעיידת איף לדם דנא איף דם אחינה ואפילו יהודך כנף שאוף לציר ולאמרים לנו נסתום מניק והפליטה כי בשהודך כנף שיר מליחה זה פושט I mean that's a double פושט, there is no מחלקס You see, the מחלקס רשיינים is in regard to יחתיכס בוסו that was already שור השיר מליחה So, and then it was הודך הדוח הבסרייסה whether it's that it says in the Nikvet Leif Tzatzir or not. But suppose you realize that Adoche Basraise Anechatiche before the Shio Mil expired, so then it certainly is not saying Nikvet Leif Tzatzir. It's a portion. Now, sit me veis. Miu imolche b'li Adoche Lachashnofu Litzir Shor Abderek U'mashal Kosav B'isam Eta Shalai Perkola Bosso Sinai Involv Kein Tzorech Lazal Adiche Yafu Lechatchile ואפילו רצל החמיה איש מחלוף מים ודאי, כאילו שידוע חתוך כמייס. ונראה לי גם הרב מידע בזה, ואם צורך אלו איש מחלוף מים ודאי, הוא לקח לפי ראשי עד אחרי. Now, the Shach in Sif Lamedes refer to this Sif. In other words, that הדוחה that is required is a very mild הדוחה. Very superficial הדוחה. All you have to do is just to moisten the surface. So that will be enough to remove the droplets of tzir. Now, that kind of הדוחה is certainly not saying, נקרי פלי פלטיר. Now, Sif Men Gimel. מי הוא ימולכי ולא ידוחי, לאחר שמציאו שעו בדרך. ואמרינו דהווה, כי בוס השנים באמרו ידוחי כמה יישא. כי מראי סימן סמך תס, לא עושים דווקא בדם שבאל, אמרינו נוחי. אמרינו נוחי. מה שאין כי ציר זה, לגורם שעו דם פלד. נעוסיף מנדלת. אבל דם בין שנופו, בוס השיעו תכשי אמרו לחוסי, והוא חושב כריסייח, כי מביא לי כמה סימן צדיקה לב, נסר הבוסו. Then I'm going to talk in leaflet with Bola. So when do we apply the principle of kibeli kach beiltei? Only vis-a-vis dam plate. Let's say echtichas boso. Shaloi nimlecho adayin. Came in contact with echtichas boso. Shaloi nimlecho v'lipolat kol domei. So then we have to memeleach echtichas boso number one. And we say kibeli kach beiltei. Because the dam that it absorbed, that dam that it absorbed is not dam be'en. It's dam plate. It was niflat from chticha number two, and it was absorbed by chticha number one. So it's dam plate. So vis-a-vis dam plate, we apply the principle of kibbutz ha-plate. Mashenkin, if you had in a glass or in a bottle, you had real dam, and then you spilled on it. Then you spilled it. You spilled that dam on another chticha's boson. So another chticha's boson. So and it is Balea Dambe and Mamesh. So we cannot say, well, that
that it that if we solve that chatiche, so then it will be it again. Only dam that was niflat from the interior and absorb one chatiche and absorb by another chatiche. So let's say this is chatiche number one. This is chatiche number two. So if dam was niflat from this chatiche number two and it was absorbed by this chatiche number one, so then if we are meleach chatiche number one, we say meleach pilte. But if let's say dam bien is chatiche was in state of resichus machmas miliche, so dam was spilled ben, dam bien was spilled on it, then we cannot say, well, let's salt it again, and that then it will be mafli, because when in the previous case where this chatiche number one absorbed dam plate from chatiche number two, dam that was niflat from the interior and absorbed by the interior of this chatiche, so we say kibbelik apilte. But when dam ben is absorbed by chatiche number one, that does not come out from milich. דורס ומדאף כדים שדם שבאין אמרי נוחה מה שאין כנציר זה דויגור המשור דם שבכווי שהוא תאיך נאו סיף מנדלת סיף מנדלת אבל דם בין שנופל בוסו שהוא שייך תאיר שם לחוסי וחושב כאו תאיך היינו דאף כבאפסת מרובן הוא סודס מסי גם כן ואם לא יקן אפילו לאח השיר אמרו יותר חוסי so he's חושב כאו תאיך he says אבל דם בין שנופל בוסו שהוא תאיך שיר אמרו לחוסי וחושב כאו תאיך the implication being that if dam ben will be spilled on echtiche after the expiration of the shiur mil, so then it will not asar the chatiche. Why not? Because after the shiur mil, it's not resiach anymore. According to Rashi Shite in the Chumash, but according to Teis Veshite, not. And there are more paskens lechumre like Teis Veshite in Simen Samach Tes Sifchov in the Agoy. But b'mokim efsed merubes, sudas mitzvah, so sudas Shabbos, so then he relies on the Shite of Rashi. So Mimele, when the Ramos says here, Abu Dambien Shinov al Bosso Shu Tech Shiom Lhose Yoshikreseach, implying that if the Dambien fell on Echtichas Bosso after the Shiom Mil, so then it's not Hoshikreseach, he doesn't answer it. So in other words, that's in line with Shidas Rashi. So that has to be applied to a case of Shidas Shabbos, Epsit Norob. Alright. The Naked of Rashim Lhose Hoshikreseach, the Kanon Simon Sarikam. Now, Sif Mimele. בו דאסכין לאיסק יש נופל מציר, אני דווקא כמה שבסי חציר. אבו משהו אמר לנציר, ישור, אמר לשנציר, שור, תדם ומפפיר ממיילו, ואפילו איסי מקצה שבציר שומן, איזו סמותיה. איבו ויתה שם נונס, בציר. ואוכי איסה בתיר הסחטוס, מיוחד גם כגני קליפה, מה שחוץ לציר, אוכי איסה בסימן סמכתס, תיר הסחטוס שם. ואיים בסימן סמכתס, יפקות נעים גימל סליש, דשחו ואני פוינטד את אוט סבל טיימס. We discussed it, that even though dam is not mifapiyam lemailo, so that has only relevance, let's say, vis-a-vis domoshomi. So meliach harei kereseach asazet b'chulei, so memele we say it's not mifapiyam lemailo, it doesn't asazet b'chulei. But to the extent of kedei klipe, it doesn't have any relevance, because to the extent of kedei klipe, so memele it can be even nivra lemailo too. Now sif mevon. Now sif mevon is not a simple sif. Now what did he say? Oh, uvod asken leis kishnof litzir. Ane davke mashe b'sei chatzir. Abo mashe l'mailo natzir shore miu mashe b'sei chatzir nesa miyad v'nshir lidopo miu mashe b'sei chatzir nesa miyad. Now in order to understand the shach, so you have to remember the shittes or sheilim that we discussed in Simen Samachtes in connection with Sif Yutches. So the Torah there mentions several shittes. The Torah in Simen Samachtes, that Kuf Yud Beis, Omud Beis, so he mentions the three shittes. We went over the Torah at that time. So he said, I mean, the three shittes relate to the time element that is necessary in order that the Chticha should become Mosa. Whether the Chticha, when
that when he bosor is lichtichas bosor is nim lecho bichli shein in minuke. So it's us. So what is the time element? What is the measure of the time element? So there are three shittes. Rabbi Tam, the Rosh, and Rabbi Yehuda Barzalon. So the two mentions the three shittes. Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Siman Samach Tes in the two. Daf Kuf Yud Beis on the Beis. The fifth line. V'chein Kos Barashbo. V'afilu Im Yesh B'Shumen La'amunah Shal Yashum La'Pechum. The sixth line. V'chos Abraham Tam. Shenes Ro Miyad. The time element is Miyad. What does Miyad mean? So at that time we discussed. Miyad doesn't mean Miyad instantaneously. As soon as we... that it was Nimbuch or Nikli, Shein Minuke, that's called Miyad. Because I'm Tamshin Esrom Miyad. I feel we show us on Shiyom Melich. The Arab Rebbe de Barcelona, because after an Esrom can show us on Bichli Shiyom Melich. Only if it stays there for 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes, Shiyom Melich. Then Adinu of Yeroz al Kosaf, Shim show us on Boiki Shiyom, Sheyitnu Mayim Aleish, Ache Yatschilu Laafiyach, Choshim Kukotish. So in respect to the time element, to the measure of the time element that is required, so there are three shittes. So one shitte is, the Ramtam shitte is Miyad, the shitte of Rabbi de Barcelona is that Shio Mil, and the shitte of the Rosh is Shio Shiyal al Gaboi Shiyadchem. Now, the Mechaber says, Paschus like the Rosh, the Simen Samach Tes Sifitre. Both of the Nimu are Bichli Shein in Minuke, Visho Ki Shio Shiyitnu Mai Maleish Viyaschilu Laartiyach, Kol Mashimenu Bitzir, Oso Loch, Kishio Shiit Numai Malaych. That's the Roshi. That's the Roshi. Now then, he says, what Rabbi Tam Shite is, Vafu Lisho Shio Melich, Rak Miat, Ache Nire Tzio Bichli. Like Rabbi Tam. Now the Shite Rabbi Yud Basamone, so neither the Mechav and Mother Amor mentions it. The two mentions the Shita of Rabbi Barcelona too, but neither Mechav nor Ramon mentioned. All right, now let's turn to the Shach. Sif Nevov. Miu Mashe Bisei Chatzir, Nesa Miyad, Vein Shio Lidov. Now, doesn't that have to do with the Machlekes Rishini between Rabbi Tam, the Rosh, Rabbi de Barcelona? So he says, Bitter Aschatos Valvok Din Tes Kosov Arab, Di Mashma Das Arosh, Di Nofal Litzir, Velo Nir Bashbo Kishio, אם נוסנו על העיר כדי שירתיח, אין נסה רק כדי קליפ. So if it was נפל לציר, and it was, it didn't stay there in the ציר, כשיעו שייתן על גבי איש וירתיח. So it's only עושה, ותרסחתו says, in the name of the Rosh, that it's only עושה כדי קליפ. And then, that's what the Rosh says. וענן בן ארגינון כן. So תרסחתו says, no. We are not playing like the Rosh. Elonesa Miyad, Shenofal Bitzir. Oya Tzirolo, the Havikir is Eya. So in the name of the Rosh, he says, Im Nofal Bitzir, Oya Bajor Kishir. Im Nosne Aloeya, Kedeshi Atiyach. So it's only Eser, Rakedi Klip. But we are not made like that. We are more Machmir than the Rosh. And we are Machmir that even if it didn't stay within the Seer, even though the Chtiche did not stay within the Seer, Kishio Shiyal al Gabayish Viyatiach, let's say 10 minutes, that Shiyo Shiyal al Gabayish Viyatichenu is 10 minutes. So even though the Rosh says that if it stayed for less than 10 minutes, so then it's only Yoseh, Kedei Klipe, but our minig is not like that. Our minig is to be Machmir, that even if it stayed for less than 10 minutes, just 1 minute, so it becomes Osa. Becomes Osa, completely, not only Kedei Klipe. Nesam Yachnov Bitzirolov Yatzirolov. David Rezeach. Why does he name Nesam Yachnov Bitzirolov? In other words, as the Ramo says in the Hagoye, Simen Samachtes, Sivkot Yutches, that as soon as a seer is visible, it doesn't make any difference whether the seer is on top of the Hatichet, the Hatichet on top of the seer. It doesn't make any difference. As soon as seer is visible in the Kele, so it becomes us. This is what the Teres Chavis is. The Mashal is Chavis Kam the Teres Chavis. U Mashal, Bi Yisar Heta Shalei, ובספרי פרק או הפוסט עושים מנהל, חולה כבר.
so in Schirik am Tiras Hatus. Wie Chosaf schon Jorad Lumke, wie Afo Pisho me Meagin lo Esser Meyad, Bosso Shem Nimlach, Bichli Shein Amin, okay? In other words, that's the Psaak of the Ramo, the Psaak of the Ramo in Simen Samachtes, Sivgod und Yudches in Dagoe. Heide Mishum di Michal Kinon, בין כלי שאינו מנוקף לבוסר השם שנופל הציר. קרימה, זה בכלי שאינו מנוקף נעשה מטעם דוות פירש ממוקר ממוקר. וכמי שכוסף בסימן סמכתס, סבקות מסמכס, אבל הראש מדם עלי לבוסר שנופל הציר. וחוסף שיר זה, מיימה דפליגה עלי דייסס, עד כאן לא. וסומחץ מהדיל הראש, אין להתיר. So the marshal says something that Lifluk, I mean superficially at least, seems to be based upon very cogent logic. Now he's basic on the Ramo. What does the Ramo say? The Ramo mentions the din of the Rosh. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says that if Ichtichas Boso fell into Tzir, so then, whatever is in the tzir is also completely only if it stayed within the tzir, kishio sheyal gabeish viadchenu, let's say 10 minutes. But if it stayed less than kishio sheyal gabeish viadchenu, so then it's only also in the klipe. So the Ramo says that's the roshi, because the rosh lishito say. So he says. That's the Rosh Lishito saying, because we have in Simen Samachtes, Sivgod Yitres. We have a machleket between the Rosh and Rabbi Netan, as to the measure of the time element. In case of Echtichas Bosor Shenim Lecho Bichui Shenim Nukim. So according to the Rosh, alright, Rabbi Debatzwone says, Shiomir, but we don't discuss that. I mean, neither Mechaber and Ramo mentioned it. So we have, the Mechaber and Ramo only discuss the Shita of the Rosh and the Shita of Rabbi Netan. So the Rosh says that the measure of the time element to Aser Dechtichas Boso that was Nimlach Nikli Sheni Menukev is Shiyoshi Al-Gabayish V'yatechem. Let's say it's 10 minutes. The Rabbi Netan says, Miyat, as soon as Sir is written. So it's true that the Rosh says here, that when does the whole chticha that falls into tzir oser become oser only if it stayed within the tzir kishi oser al-gabish v'yalchenu, let's say 10 minutes. But if it stayed less than that, so then it's only oser kediklip, then it's only oser kediklip. So that's the Rosh Lishitos. Mashen, can we pass like Rabbi Netan? So our minig is not like that. And our minig is that even if it stayed within the tzir for a moment only, but as long as tzir is visible, so it becomes also because we pass like Rabbi Netan. That's the pshat in the Ramo. So then the mashal says, the mashal says, no, the machlekes between the Rosh and Rabbi Netan is in regard to the case of Echtichas Boso Shenim Lechol Bechli Shenim Yuki. So the Rosh, even in that case holds that if it stayed less than she or she al-gabi she al-techenu, it's not osa. Why? Because in order to be osa completely, you see, there are two alochas. There is one aloche of Moliach Harayu Kereseach. That's one aloche. But as far as the aloche of Moliach Harayu Kereseach is concerned, so it only asks Kedeklipe. It doesn't ask the whole thing, only Kedeklipe. So then there is no another aloche of Kovush Bitsira Reu Kimvushal. And Mvushal means that it asks the whole thing, not only Kedeklipe. So in order to be Kovush Bitsira, what's the measure of time, of the time element? Kishi Yalol Gabayish V'yatechenu, let's say 10 minutes. That's the measure of Yalol Gabayish V'yatechenu. Yalol Gabayish V'yatechenu. So, but even if it's not Kovush for 10 minutes, but Tzir has done and has Melech. So in Melech, it has two aspects. Kovush B'Tzir has two aspects. First of all, it has the aspect of Kovush Harayu Kimvushal. When does it have the aspect of Kovush B'Tzir Harayu Kimvushal? Only if it was Kovush Kishio Sheyal Gabayish V'yatechenu for 10 minutes. But if it was kobush, let's say for less, then it takes for water to boil, so then it's not the mushel. But see, also has the aspect of Moliach HaReikereteach. See also has the aspect of Moliach HaReikereteach. So Mimele, when Ichtichas Bosa falls into the seer, so we have to consider it from two points of view. From the point of view of the Aloche, of the Chumre of Kobush HaReikereteachu, and we have to consider it from the another angle, from the point of view of Moliach HaReikereteach. Seer, so it's Moliach, if Ichtichas Bosa fell into tzir, so it has the resiches of Moliach HaReikereteach. Suppose the Chtichas Boso had no tzir, so it still would be resiach. But as far as the resiches of Moliach HaReikereteach is concerned, so it can only be Mavliach the Klip. As far as the resiches of Kovush B'tzir HaReikereteach is concerned, so it can be Mavliach B'chule. So Mele the Rosh says that where Chtichas Boso fell into tzir, so if it's taking the tzir kishir shi'al gabei shi'at chenu, so then we can apply the resiches of kovush b'tzir arei kovushel. So the whole chtira becomes osir. But if it didn't stay in the tzir for 10 minutes, so then we cannot apply the resiches of kovush b'tzir arei kovushel. But we still can apply the resiches of Moliach HaReikereteach. But that cannot aser et b'chulei, that can only aser et kiriklipe. So Mele the Rosh says very well. That if he didn't stay kishir shi'al gabei shvi'at chenu, so then it's only osak in the klipe. But if it stayed kishir shi'al gabei shvi'at chenu, then we apply the din of kavush b'tzir arei kavushu. So it's mavliya b'chol. So then what does the tirus? So mele the marshal says against the tirus chatos. Why does the tirus chatos say that the rosh only says Lishitose, that if he didn't stay for 10 minutes, Kishio Shial Gabe Shviat Chenu, so then it's not, the whole Haticha is not Ose, so it's Lishitose. So he says, so that's only Lishitose, because the Rosh city is vis-a-vis Tichas Boso, that was Nimicho, in the Klishe Niminukev, that if he didn't stay in that Klishe Niminukev for 10 minutes, so then it's not osa. But we pass from like Rav Netam, and Rav Netam shite is that Ichtichas Boso shinim lecho b'chlishin nukem. So miyad it becomes osa, because pirish limokim, so mele here too, the Ramoses, so it should be osa miyad b'kule. So the Mashal is Masik on the Tiras Chatos. He says, why does the Tiras Chatos say that our Minig is not like the Rosh? Because we pask in Simen Samachtes, if you tres, not like the Rosh, but we pask like Rav Netam. Where is the Rav Netam? Chelik on the Rosh, in regard to the case of Ichtichas Boso Shinim Lecho B'chlish and Miluki. So there he says that Dam is Pirish Mimokim Mimokim. When can we say Dam is Pirish Mimokim Mimokim? When can we say the dam is pirish v'mokim v'mokim? That is only in the case of Ichtichas Boso, shenim lecho b'chli shen minuken. But here, we are dealing with Ichtichas Boso. With Ichtichas Boso that fell into the tzir. So we cannot say pirish v'mokim v'mokim. Only when it's nim lecho b'chli shen minuken, we can say pirish v'mokim v'mokim. But if Ichtichas Boso falls into tzir, then it doesn't affect the pirish v'mokim v'mokim. So Memeire, even Rav Netam could agree with the Rosh. This is what the Mashal says. The Rabbi Tam is chilek on the Rosh vis-a-vis the situation of Ichtichas Boso Shemim Lecho B'chli Shein Menuken. Rabbi Tam is made it to the Rosh that insofar as the Aloche of Kovush Arim Tum Bushlo is concerned, so if it stayed in the Tzir for less than 10 minutes, less than Shio Shiyahu Rabbi Ishi Atechenu, so then it's not the Mushal. It's not the Mushal. But why does Rabbi Tam answer the whole Chatiche, Miyad, because of Pirish Mimokim Mimokim. When does it happen that Dan is Pirish Mimokim Mimokim? If Ichtichas Boso is Nimlecho. If Ichtichas Boso is Nimlecho B'chlishim Nuken. So then as a result of the Melech and Ichtichas Boso, it's Pirish Mimokim Mimokim. But here we're not dealing with Ichtichas Boso that was Nimlecho. We are dealing with Ichtichas Boso. With Ichtichas Boso that fell into the Tzir. So the Melech, there is no Melech that should have caused
in Pirish Mimoki Mimoki. So the only reason as to why it becomes Oser is because of Kovush. So if the only reason as to why it's Oser is because of Kovush. So Mimele, Mitzat Kovush, only if it's Shalok, Rishio, Shiale, Agabesh, Viadechemo. But if less than that, so it cannot become Mivusho if it's less than that. But Kiritzlipri, it's Oser, because even though the aloche of Kovush HaRikivushel doesn't take effect within less than 10 minutes, but the aloche of Meliach HaRikivushel does take effect. And every tzir, besides being Kovush in it, so it's also, it has Melech and Dam dissolved in it, so it has the aspect of the Resiches of Meliach HaRikivushel. So can it repeat his Oser? So Memele, he is Masik and the Ramoh. Why does Ramoh say that we, our Minek, is that even if it stayed less than she or she al gabei shvi al techenu. So it's Oser, and the whole thing is Oser. Why? Because we pass like Rabbetam. Rabbetam Shita has no relevance here. Rabbetam Shita has application to the case of Yichdichasbos or Shenimlich or Bichli Shenim Yuken. So then Rabbetam says, even though Miyad, the aloha of Kovash Arik and Bushel doesn't take effect, but another aloha takes effect. Pirish Mimokim and Mokim. So Pirish Mimokim and Mokim can take effect in the case of Yichdichasbos or Shenimlich or Bichli Shenim Yuken, but not in the case of Yichdichasbos or that fell into Tzir. There is no Pirish Mimokim and Mokim, but Kiriklipe becomes Oser because Tzir itself has two aspects. It has the aspect, it can have the aspect of Kovush B'Tzir HaRei Kibushul. When does it have that aspect? Only if it stayed there for 10 minutes, Kishi Yoshi Yalu Gabei Shvi Yadachanu, and it also has the aspect of Meliach HaRei Kirseach. But as far as Meliach HaRei Kirseach is concerned, so then it's only Oser Kiriklipe. So how can the Ramo say that the whole Chaticha is Oser if it fell into the Tzir Miyad? But if it fell in Tzir Miyad, so the din of Kovush HaRei Kibushul does not take effect until 10 minutes expire. And the din of Meliach HaRei Kirseach takes effect Miyad, fine. But that can only Oser Kiriklipe, it cannot also Oser the whole Chaticha. So Memele, the Ramo is Chilik on the Tiras Chatos, and he says that even we, who pass from Rabbetam Shite, but Rabbetam Shite has application only to the case of Yichdichasbos or Shenimlich or Bichli Shenim Yuken. It does not have application to the case of Yichdichasbos or that was not Nimlich or, and it was it just fell into Tzir. This is what he said. All right. Now, let's see again. The Rosh Hashanah Mashal. U'mashal bita v'heter shalei, ובספר פרק רבו סוסים מנהל יכולת על הרב וחוסף שלו יורד דומקי דאף על פי שעון ומייגים לעשר מיד בוס השנים לא בכלי שאין מנוקף, היינו בשביל מחלקינון, בין כלי שאין מנוקף לבוס השני פלוציה. תורים על כלי שאין מנוקף נסמתם לב פרסום לא כנומוקים, אבל לא ראש נדמנו לבוס השני פלוציה. וחוסף שיר זה, מי ימה בפליגה לתאיזס? Who says that רבנתם הוא את בחלי כאן בראש? Vis-à-vis the case of יחתיך אז בוס השלו ימים לכו שנוף פלוציה. It's very mistaken that רבנתם is only a חלק and the Rosh vis-à-vis the case of Yichdichasbos or Shenim Lecho Bechli Shenim Yuken. So then, on the score of Pirish Mokim Lemokim, but Yichdichasbos or Shaloinim Lecho, just not from Yitzir, then it's not Pirish Mokim Lemokim. Oh. Akan lo, viso machat me adiv Rosh, eim lahat. So it seems that the Mashal is applying very cogent logic, but still, the Shach is Masik on the Mashal, and he's right about the Shach. So he says, so then the Shach says, Vani, Shomati Lerovi, Vimira Li, Vigam Arosh Meide, Viave Shio, Miliche Bissamech, Davos Amiyad, Vizir Zerviseachu, Lukach Naginu Lesam Yad, Umashi Kosovo Rosh, Davibosho Shinima, Vichlish and Nuke, Zelishene, Vifisho Isa, Umach Mashinir with Vizir, Vamrinon, Kobush Ari Kumfusho, Hilkach, and Yemir Shakovish Vizir, Nato Yad, Yepsha Shiosa Alter, Vishio, Vishi Havi from Nosa Lepsha, Yasko Vashe, in Yuba, Vishi Hatir, Shiraze, Nessa Kumashi, Vishi Hatir, or Pokin Shiraze, Nessa Kripe, Kimuria, Akam Shene, Haina Mishum, the Vitu, Tam Lomoso, Kumashi Muna Vizir, who is Sako the Kripe, who is Firo Rosh Bialme, the Mihani Seres, Raki the Kripe, who is Rahwena Shuiza, who Mikir Kobush. ולא מכירך מוליח כריסייך, ובכן מי שיוזר למיקרא כובוש. אבל ועדי בואו דמידי הראש נסע מיד, מכירך מוליח כריסייך, וכן מסיים, ובכן מי שיוזר לנסע הרי כדי קליפה, כדי מוליח הרי כריסייך, ואם כנידי הראש לא עושה לו כדי קליפה, היי נסביר לי באו מלכו מליח נסע לו כדי קליפה. אבל לדון, דיקיימלון, כל מליחת משישים, פשיט נסע מיד עקר, ואם כן מוכר חד רבי מהראש, ולדון נסע כולי מיד, וכן דעשה יסוות מחמדוכת, ואני לא ישנת. So the truth is that they are both right. The Mashal is right and the Shach is right. But they are both discussing from two different points of view. I mean, what the Mashal says is correct.
and the Shach is really confirming what the Mashal says, the whole oneness of the Mashal. But, you see, the horse says that if it has Bosor, Shaloi Milcho, fell into Tzir, so then, if it stayed within the Tzir for 10 minutes, Kishir, Shinao, Rabbeish, Viyatichenu, so then the whole Tzir becomes Osir. If it stayed less than that, so only, it's only Osir Kedekwebe, so what's the Pshat? Because the Tzir has two aspects. It has the aspect of, it can have the aspect of Mori, of Kogush, Bitzir, Arei, Kogushu, but that requires a certain time element, a certain measure of the time element, let's say 10 minutes, and then it also has the aspect of Moliach HaRekaseach. Every tzir has the aspect of Moliach HaRekaseach. Now the Rosh Shite is, the Rosh doesn't pass like Ramo, that we are not Pkim and we treat every piece of meat like a Dovah Shomim that is Mifarpeya and Asas Bechulei al the Moliach HaRekaseach. The Rosh doesn't pass from that, even the Mechaba doesn't pass from that. So in other words, so the Shite of the Rosh is that unless a certain Hatiche is determined as being Shomim Mifarpeya, so we have to consider it as Kodesh. So the generally, Ichtichas Bosor is not considered a Shomim. It's considered as Kochush. Now, by Dova Kochush, so the halacha is that Moliach HaRekaseach only answers Kedekripe. So the Meile de Rosh says that if Ichtichas Bosor, Shaloi Nimlecho, fell into Tzir, Ichtichas Bosor fell into Tzir, so the Meile, if it stayed within the Tzir, the whole thing is also on the basis of the principle of Kovash Bitzir HaGavush. But if it stayed less than Shio Shia HaGavish HaGavchenu, so then it's only Asas Kedekripe, on the basis of the principle of Moliach HaRekaseach. Suppose it would be Dova Shomei, if it's definitely determined as Dova Shomei, then even the Rosh would agree that even if it didn't stay for 10 minutes, Kishio Shia HaGavish HaGavchenu within the Tzir, so it would be Asa Bechulei. Not on the basis of Kovash HaGavush, but on the basis of Moliach HaRekaseach. But generally, Echtiche is not a Dova Shomei. So the Meile can only ask the Kripe. Now, so the Ramo says, so the Shach says that the Ramo is 100% correct in saying, but our Minag is not like the Rosh. Now, so what the Mashal says is true. The Shach agrees with the oneness of the Mashal. What does the Mashal say? That the Machlek is between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam is only in regard to the case of Ichtichas Bosor Shinim Lecho Bechulishin Menukin. So then Rabbeinu Tam is Chelek on the Rosh. The Rosh, even in that case, holds that if it is Nimlecho Bechulishin Menukin, so it's only Osir if it stayed there Kishir Shal Vashir Vachenu. And Rabbeinu Tam says no, for a different reason it's Osir. The whole Chatich is Osir, because of Pirush Mokim Mokim. And the Rosh is Chelek on this war of Pirush Mokim Mokim. But in the case of Ichtichas Shenofu Vitzir, not Nimlecho Bechulishin Menukin, so then Rabbeinu Tam might agree with the Rosh, because then we don't say Pirush Mokim Mokim. We don't say Pirush Mokim Mokim. So maybe since we don't say Pirush Mokim Mokim, so it can only be Osir. It can only be Osir on the basis of Kovash Arikim Bushel. On the basis of Kovash Arikim Bushel, so that requires a certain time element. Kishir Shia Adi Shia Tchenu, but Miyad. So it cannot be Osir Bikulo. It's only Osir Kedekripe. So that, he says, so the Ramo says, this is how the Shach explained Ramo. But Onu Lui Naginon Kei. Because we paskin that everything is considered as a Dova Shomim. And by Dova Shomim we paskin that if Moliach HaRekaseach has the effect of being Mavriya Bechulei. So Mimele, so without recourse to Pirish Mimokim Mimokim, so we have to paskin that if Ichtichas Boso fell into Tzir, even though he didn't stay for 10 minutes, so the whole Ichtichas Boso is Osir. Why? As far as Kovash Arei Kovushu is concerned, say Rename. It couldn't become Osir within less than 10 minutes. It has to be Kovush for a certain time, Kishir Shia Arei Zatrenu. But Tzir has another aspect of stringency. Moliach HaRei Kreseach. But Moliach HaRei Kreseach can only ask a Kedekripe. Only by Dova Kochush, by Dova Shomei, he can ask a Bechulei. And we consider everything as a Dova Shomei. So Memele, as soon as it falls into the Tzir, even if 10 minutes didn't expire, if the whole thing becomes Osir. This is, so the Shach agrees with the Ramon Trasfatos. But the Mashal is also correct. The Shach says, Vani. Vani Uyovin, he says, but Vani Shomati Uyovin, but there is a very simple reason as to why the Mashal is Masik against the Tiras Hatos, because the Mashal does not pass like the Ramo, that everything is to be considered like a Dova Shomei. So in other words, so the Mashal also holds that as far as Moliach HaRekaseach is concerned, so it only can ask like a Kedekripe. We don't consider every Chtiche, every Eichel as a Dova Shomei. Some Emele, he is Masik and the Ramo, but the Shach is right, the Ramo is also right, everybody is right. The Rosh is right, and the Ramo is right, and the Mashal is right, and the Shach is right. Okay. Dino ki lohoisa atzir bechli. Now he says, Boso shenofal is yichtir shalakarki. Dino ki lohoisa atzir bechli. So, zelishin atir eschatos. Shom din zches, kosho bisa vetach. די רול איז טאפיק אין קאקא מיקרא קלי מינוק און מי אחר שאני טאפיק כל לך so really it's a sofich by the Tiraschapos if now if let's say if the Tiraschapos falls in the Kehle then it depends if the Kehle is a clean minukev it doesn't answer it if the Kehle is a clean minukev it does answer it it does answer it what if the Kehle if the Tiraschapos falls on the floor does the floor have a din of a clean minukev or the floor has a din of a clean minukev so you can argue either way you see because you can say that since the floor, of course if the floor has perforations, so then it goes without saying, so then it couldn't be more homo than a clear aminuke. But suppose the floor is flat, I mean it's not in its length, and it has no perforations, it has no nikovim. So you can say, since it has no nikovim, it's like a cliche aminuke. So then tzir accumulates and there is a lot of pressure. And you can say that even though there are no nikovim, but since the floor doesn't, it's not like a kele, so that has definitely so there is a lot of pressure, but the floor, I mean, even though there are walls, but I mean, it's a much bigger area, so it cannot accumulate so much on every unit of space in the floor. Every unit in the floor, it cannot accumulate, not so much tzir can accumulate, so the pressure exerted by the tzir, the did accumulate on the floor is not so great. So the melee should have a din, even though the floor has no nikovim, it should have a din, like a kele that has nikovim. So we can argue either way. So the Teres Hadda says something. So he says, the role is topic, in Karaka Mikla Kirin Menuke, from Ahashin is topic, Olach. As a matter of fact, it seems, I mean, that the Ramor does not have reference to our floors, not the asphalt floors, I mean. I suppose that our floors would certainly be considered, if it has no perforations, so it would be considered like a cliche in Menuke. But the Ramor probably has reference to a Karaka floor. So in other words, Karaka floor, so then it absorbs, you know, the Karaka absorbs. So maybe it could be considered a criminal. Umacha shen istapik olach. V'nire di mikol mokeim in tzorichak. So this is what Ramo passes. In other words, that if bosor shen nofal it's yichshir shal karka. So in other words, it certainly does not have reference to our types of flaws. In other words, karka flaws. So it passes lechumre. It passes lechumre. V'nire di mikol mokeim in tzorichak kide klipi. B'mokim she nigeya bi karka litzir. Avo ma shemir mailu ממנו ושoy. V'lo igora michtiha shechetzi bitzir וחetzi chutz litzir. עד כאן. ונראה דמיירה שנופל על הקרקע, בוסור של אישו, עדיין שיר מליך דמסתפק עם מקרה. So in other words, that this Ramo has reference to a case where הכתיחס בוסור, that was נמרו, fell on the קרקע. When did it fall on the קרקע? Dropped on the קרקע before the שיר מליך expired. ושו עדיין שיר מליך דמסתפק עם מקרה כלי מנוקן. והפק נופל מציר דעומד, דמחן מליך, היה חכם, died with the inflate, dumb today because at the time he dropped to the floor, so the melee it still possessed its own natural dam. Or in Mikkel Krishenim Menuket, Lomhanim Lichakei, Vafilo Achaitia Masho Mailom Natsir, Uch Mishikosavti Bishmei Tzivkot Nen. Avoim Lifosh, the Maire, Shenofal Shom Boso, Shekvo Polat Koldomei, so the Shach says that this statement in the Ramo of Boso Shenofal Lissich Tzir Shalakarke has reference to Yechtichas Boso Shenim Lecho, Shenim Lecho, Viloisho Shiyom Licha Adai. So then it's a Sofik, whether it has a din, like whether the karka floor has a din of a cliche in a minukev or a cliche in a minukev. So it passes the chumre. So it passes the chumre. But he says there that it's osea, but mashal mailam natsir is muta. Vafleho chayitya mashal mailam natsir. Uch mishkosa bishmei b'sivkot men. Avo, shukstafi bishmei b'sivkot men. Avo leim lefosh. This is what the Teres Hadda says. So in other words, he passes the chumre as a sofik, and because he has a sofik, so he passes the chumre, but he only answers that part of the chatiche that is within the level of the tzir that is on gabi karka, but not that part of the chatiche that is above the level of the tzir that is on the karka. Avoim lefosh de maire shenofu shom boso, shekvo polat kodomei, tizeo tzer afilu bichuli minukes, uchmei shenizboir, viafo gavri bo shenagoye sharadure, tishei viteres chatoshom, nistapik, imnei medahave kikuli minukes, viagav di osle, loy bola, so umashvel if he say that people be high gav neefshav nishore. So in other words, so from the loshen of the teres chatos it's mashma that by kli minukev, so it's not even beleya, and if it's not even beleya, so why? Because I did the toy dili miflatzia, so loy bola in avoy delom des of that ayin yishloim arshite ויאג דאן דאס לוי בולה און מאש מאל פיזער אפילו דה גאבנה אפ שו די שורה מיט דעם דוי בולה הון איז בויער דא פיל די חוין מינוק בולה אין אדער וועלט so because der amor is reiche even though the shach says that der amor bimokim hefset merube so he does Der Ramo Schitte ist, wir machen jetzt in Ruppe, die Dose will ein an die Schitte, ob das eigentlich schlimmer Schitte, even vis-a-vis, ich habe was auch, das fällt nicht hier. But only, wir machen jetzt in Ruppe, wir machen jetzt in Ruppe, but schon wir machen jetzt in Ruppe, nicht in Ruppe, denn, die ist jung, wir kommen an die Schitte auf dem Aschau, das vis-a-vis, ich kriege es was auch, schon auch für die Ziel ist concerned, we cannot apply the Lomdes of the Dainish Lema Schitte, but we have to apply the Lomdes of the Yeish Mephoshim. And Mimele, so we cannot say that either the polit see of the day, so is polit down the bottom of the So he says, Mio pshite lai ne boshe zlimach kod, zeh shore, so the honisboya da fili bichli mi nukel bola mia. Why? Because, shaloi bi mokin efsek nirupe, the Ramo does not rely on the lomdes of the Danish lai. Mio pshite lai ne boshe zlimach kod, zeh shore, afili bichli shere mi nukel, au di milich arakei, den kei al bitzi al ifrish mi mokin mi mokin, tu mishi kotu vayisa vaheta klau, zavke mola al bichli shere mi nukel fudorsa. Mio afli mashe kosafti liyo, daf mashe bechutz litiyo, ozer afil arav, im nof al tich shiyo milicha elitiyo bechli shen nuket mamesh. Why? Because there are more paskins in Sinus Amartes, Sivgod Yitres, like the sheet of Rabbeinu, like the sheet of Rabbeinu Peretz, that is in the path, that is above the level of the tzir, is also there, because of the possibility of Kirish Mokim Limokim, but we do not have to apply this chumre legabe in the case of Ichtichas Boso that fell on Gabi Karake. He says, Vidatke Mola Bechushim Nukim Vudotza, Mi Afri Mashi Oksav Tuhil, Daf Mashi Bechus Litzur, Oter Afri Larav, Im Nofal, Kirshim Licha Litzir Luchim Nukim Mamesh, Mikol Mokim Hoche Gabi Karake Shore Mashi Chus Litzir, Kivim Dim Sapkelon, Iyavi Kikli Minukim Vloin, Dosem Kufi Chumre Baal Milesa Mashi Chus Litzir, because the Mechava Paschus like the Rosh, that when Ichtichas Boso was Mimlach Miklishim Minukim, so only the part of the Hatiche that is within the Tzir, so he's Oter. But the part of the Hatira that is above the Tzir is not Oser, because Dam is not in Fafim and Mayo. There are more Paschals there like Rabbeinu Peretz. Why? Not Mitiras Fatai, Mitiras Sofik Lechumre. Mitiras Sofik Lechumre. So in the case of a cliche in the Minukev, Mamesh, so then we have to be Machmir, because there are more Paschals Lechumre. Mashein came vis-a-vis the case of Ichtichas Boso. Of Ichtichas Boso. Of Ichtichas Boso Shemim Lechov, Elisho Adayin Shem Eliche, that fell on the Karg. So the Ramo himself interests Hatos as a Sofik. So it's one Sofik. Maybe it has a dean of a clean shein minuke. Maybe it has a dean of a clean minuke. And assuming that it has a dean of a clean shein minuke, maybe the aloha is like the Rosh, that Ichtichas Boso that was Nimach in a clean shein minuke mamesh. So only the part of the Chtiche that is within the Tzir is Oser. But the part of the Chtiche that is above the Tzir is not Oser. We do not say Pirish Memokim Memokim. So maybe it's Rex Meike. This is what the Shach said. מכל מוקים הוכה גבי קרקי שורם מה שחוץ לציע כי אם דמסת כמון יאהבי כקוי מנוקי פלוי איזה סופיק עם רמוס, that's one סופיק דהות סום גוף, so in the case so in regard to the part of the חתיכה that is within the fear it's one סופיק, so it passed through the חומרה מה שאין כאין vis-a-vis the part of the חתיכה that is above the fear then we have to say that maybe קרקי has a dean of a clear מנוקי because after all the קרקי floor has many pores in the sand. So Mimele has a din of a kli minukev, and assuming that the karka floor does not have a din of a kli minukev, but it does not have a din of a kli minukev, maybe the aloha is like the Rosh, not like Rabbeinu Peretz. Not like Rabbeinu Peretz. In other words, that the part of the chatin, we don't say Pirish Memokim Memokim. So because of this Rex Meike, so even though the Ramo Paschus, Boso Shenofo is Ichtir, Shal Gabi Karke, Ichtichas Boso, that was Nimlecho, and Chor Shio Meliche, that is not from the Sechtir Shal Bekarke, so he passed from Lechumre, so we only pass from Lechumre that the part of the Chatiche that is within the Tzir is Oser, but the upper part of the Chatiche that is above the Tzir is not Oser, because vis-a-vis the upper part of the Chatiche, we have a Svek Zveike, one Sofik is, Svek Zveike, one possibility is that Karke has a din of a Klimi Nuket Mamesh, and the other possibility, and assuming that Karke does not have a din of a Klimi Nuket Mamesh, that the other possibility is that the Aloche is not like Rabbeinu Peretz, that even the boso shenim lecho bichli shenim minuket. Bichli shenim minuket, so only the part of the chatiche that is within the tzir is oser. The part of the chatiche that is above the tzir is not oser. We don't say pirish mokim mokim. Mikol mokim hoche, gabe, karke shore ma shechutz litzir, kim nimtap lo niya, vikum niko, lo ido sem gufra chumre baal mihi. Leser, so over there we pass for chumre because it's on sofik. Because we don't know the matipot of the sinus amartes, the bisofik im nofro kilim she shore shiyom liche, the chumre minuket, ulache shiyom liche, the shore ma shechutz litzir, because over there we have a svek sveike. So you have two, you have a svek sveike. Okay, all right. Now, next time, So we are going to cover Simenine Aleph in just a few minutes. Simenine Aleph, and then Simenine Beis, and we might cover the Mechaber and the Ramo of Simenine Gimel. Thank you.